and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stepped on the wheel of the chair, am I?
We do have a student council presentation by our student council president, Anna Real. You can go ahead, Anna.
Hi, everyone. I'm Anna Real. I'm the student council president. I've put together a quick slideshow of some of the events that we've had going on from last September and this month as well. So, for starters, there have been a couple of quality of life things going on. We have really nice new furniture in the lobby. We have some high-top tables near the doors, and then like this nice big couch and a couple of chairs right by the courtyard entrance, and they're really nice. Another thing is we're hanging up student artwork on the wall near the library, which is a really nice way to showcase like all of the artistic abilities of like our student body. And new menu changes in the cafeteria have been met with really positive reception, which is really nice because, I mean, from what I've heard, it's really great. So there's that. We had open house. That was nice. You can actually see Mr. Burgess talking to student body parents. That little photo up there. We've got homecoming. Homecoming was a massive success this year. Lots of participation from the student body. We had our spirit days, a couple of those. The participation was really great. We've got American Monday, Flock Day, which was on Tuesday, Pink Out Wednesday, and then a couple of others. They didn't have like the official photos for, but those some of the student body. The varsity soccer game under the lights. We've got some photos from Mr. Java. That was really cool because we played out on the football field. It was a great game. And we've got the juniors versus seniors powder puff game. This was a new tradition started by the senior class. Juniors ended up winning. Go 2026. But that was cool. We had the marching band play. It was really cool. Hopefully this is a tradition that'll last for a long time here. And we've got the in-school pep rally. That was a lot of fun. You can see we've had some of the juniors, some of the seniors, some of the teachers and staff even. They were playing ultimate football. It was all sorts of different games. And then the homecoming dance. I don't know what the record is, but I think this might be it. There were 145 students attending the dance this year, which is really great. So that was a lot of fun. The first 5 weeks ended, what was that, like last week or 2 weeks ago?
Last week.
Progress reports were mailed out, and they should be home for the parents and students to see now. And then, some of the upcoming events. We have an 11th grade trip to Salem, Massachusetts, coming up on November 7th. In the curriculum in English right now, we are reading The Crucible by Arthur Miller, so Mrs. Ernenwine thought it would be really cool to take us to Salem, Massachusetts to kind of see everything, which is really cool. So there's that. If anybody has any questions, just feel free to ask.
Great. Thanks, Anna.
That's great. Thank you, Anna. Board President comments. Let's see. I want to remind fellow board members that at the November meeting, November 18th at 5:30, we will be meeting with BOCES to begin our discussion about superintendent replacement process. So we'll have that. You'll be reminded that it's at an earlier date, certainly. I want to thank the White Hall Teacher Association for these beautiful gifts, and I've learned that Mr. Reynolds made the boards for us, the people in the audience. We all have a board with our name engraved on them, so thank you for that. We really appreciate it very much. Not necessary, but we do appreciate it. I want to thank the PTA also for the trunk or treat that happened this last Saturday. Yes, Saturday. We had about 130 children come through for the trunk or treat. I think we had about 14 cars that participated, decorated. Some of them went to far extremes. They were amazing. Actually, Mr. Mowat's family won first place. They did a great job with an Alice in Wonderland theme. I'm sure Mr. Mowat had a lot to do with it. He was there. He participated. He was there. So thanks to the PTA for that and all the volunteers. It was fun to see the kids out, and the day was beautiful. I want to say congratulations and good luck to the Granville Whitehall football team. I think Mr. D has more details he's going to follow up with, and also the girls' soccer team. And I would like to remind everyone that not only are these students excelling physically, but they have to excel academically as well in order to stay on these teams and participate. So great work for all of them and the admin and our staff that keeps them where they need to be so that they can participate and excel. Do any of the other board members have anything?
I won't be here on the 18th. I have to go to the fiduciary training for the school board. So
we'll have more meetings. It won't be a one and done.
Yep.
Okay.
Those lights that they used at the events, where'd they come from?
They're Granville's. Granville purchased, they did. They purchased them this year. They were around $20,000 per light. There are two lights that run off each individual generator, and there were six out there. So three generators, six lights lit the entire field up.
Do we have, like, the ability to be able to rent them? I just thought that was a really...
Granville will share them with us when we request them. That's something that the district may wish to consider making a purchase in the future so that they're not being brought back and forth. Because we'd be able to do soccer under the lights, we'd be able to do football under the lights. Baseball's a little tricky to do, but it'd give us some opportunities for our student body to do some things here in the evening on our large field, which is pretty cool.
And is that the first time they used the soccer field or the soccer
yes.
ground on the football? Can we do
it
that
is.
More?
Yes.
I thought that was pretty.
Yeah, that's something we'd like to start doing because we're playing fewer home football games with the split team. So there's less damage to the field, which would enable us to play a little bit more regularly there.
Okay.
Anyone else? Okay. Superintendent comments.
All right. Just to kind of piggyback on what Roxanne was just mentioning, really exciting news for our cross-country team. Our cross-country team right now, if they win tomorrow, they will be the league champions for the first time. And I can't recall the last time we had league champs in cross-country. We've been a combined team now for about 5 years with Granville. Prior to that, we didn't have enough student athletes to field an entire team. We now do. And they've been extremely successful. So tomorrow night's a big match for our boys. It'd be great to see them as league champs, and we've got our fingers crossed for them. Our girls' soccer team.
Is that here?
I'm sorry?
Is that here?
No.
No.
I off the top of my head, I cannot recall
where
they're running. Soccer. Our girls' soccer team plays on Friday. They are on the road. They're a number 12 seed in sectionals, and they'll be playing Johnsville again on the road on Friday. And our football team on Friday will be playing a home game. And at this point, if we win that game on Friday, we will be a number 2 seed in sectionals, and we'll have a home sectional game. So big fingers crossed again for our football team, soccer team, as well as cross-country team. It's a big week for Whitehall Athletics. Couple of updates. One of the more important ones is I sit on the Buildings and Grounds Committee for BOCES. BOCES currently has two facilities. They have the SAAC, which is a Southern Adirondack BOCES, and we also have Myers, which are two very aging facilities. BOCES has gone through a pretty lengthy multi-year process in their building condition survey. And it's been determined that new buildings are needed. They've gone through a process on that committee over the past couple of years, and they've determined that a build of a single facility would be most advantageous regionally. so that school districts aren't sending students to two different facilities. They'd be able to encapsulate both CTE programming as well as special education programming all on one facility, and they're looking at a location off of exit 716, off of exit 16. They've broken down costs. They're looking at having this build done by a state agency, which would substantially reduce the cost, and then BOCES would have a two-plus decade lease with the facility, with the ability to either purchase at the end of the 20 or renew for another 20. They've come up with associated costs for school districts. Again, this is all in the planning phase. The Whitehall share in the first year would be approximately $20,000. And then in year two, that would drop to $12,000. And then in year three forward, prospectively, it would be $1,200 a year. So those costs would go down dramatically over a short period of time. This is just for Whitehall. School districts that are larger pay substantially more because this is all based on our WADA, which is basically, it means per pupil cost, size of the school district, versus the cost of the overall piece of pie that's being paid for. That said, this is something that BOCES is looking very seriously at. They have met with their Board of Education, who have approved some expenditures to start doing a little bit more legwork on this, to nail some things down a little bit better and be able to give everybody more definitive information on cost. This would be a several-year process for the build, for the purchase of the property by the company that would be doing the build. So in all likelihood, they'd be looking at 28 or 29 for that facility potentially opening. It would cut down on transportation costs, as we wouldn't be driving and picking students up at multiple different school districts that BOCES rents space from. We wouldn't be going to Myers, we wouldn't be going to SEAC, we'd be going to one location right off exit 17, so that travel within the city of Lenz Falls, the city of Saratoga, would also be limited. So just give you that information is something to be looking out for. More information will be forthcoming. I'm sure that when BOCES comes a little bit later in the year, as they come and meet with us each year, they'll be talking more about that as well.
I know it's still the planning stages, but have they talked at all about programming and if programming would remain the same, or would they be adding to the
They'd be enhancing program, both special education program as well as CTE programming.
Okay.
It would be enhanced. They're looking at adding additional CTE opportunities for our students. They'd also be looking at adding additional special education, special needs classrooms for students of differing needs than what they have room for now. Space has been a problem, so
yeah.
This should help alleviate a lot of those problems.
Any discussion about like alternative high school options?
Alternative high school hasn't been discussed as part of this, but it's a known need regionally.
What will happen for the old facilities?
They'd be sold. And those numbers that I mentioned would be diminished by the cost or the value of those sales. So those numbers that I mentioned is worst case scenario, and you know what they were anticipating as a total cost was in the neighborhood of about $19 million. So you know the sales of those other facilities would go toward the cost of the project. So more to come. Exciting stuff, though, you know, for that opportunity. I want to mention insurance costs. I also sit on the insurance consortium for Wishy BOCES. Last year, as you're aware, we had a high double-digit increase in health insurance costs. Everybody's enduring those now, and we are at this point anticipating another large increase in health insurance for next year based on present usage throughout the consortium. Costs are going up, so we are anticipating another, in all likelihood, mid to high double-digit increase in health insurance for another year. We're told through Anthem Empire that they believe this should get everything leveled out for us after this year. We would be looking at more reasonable increases, but one never knows. let's see, that's what I have. So I'd ask our administrative team if they have anything they want to share. Kendra?
Yeah. I just would like to say thank you to Mr. Burgess and all of his staff. The Coffee Cart Club is up and running. Ms. Catone's class has been, it's been really great to see. It's a lot of fun to see them in the hall. They even have some festive aprons now for while they're selling. And so far, based on the phone numbers, they've raised about $93. So that's great. So thank you, Mr. Burgess, for allowing that in your hallways.
The kids look like they're having a great time.
They really do. They're fun. It's been a lot of fun.
That's great.
Adriana.
So we have our character ed assemblies underway. Our second grade team won for highest percentage of attendance. So that was really great to see. We had a bullying prevention presentation. Chris Poulos came. He did a BMX bike presentation the kids really enjoyed, so that was fun. We had fire safety with a little four-legged friend visit as well, so that was exciting for our pre-K through 2 students. We have Sweethearts and Heroes coming this week to work with our grades 5 and 6 and do some circle work with those students. Grandparents' breakfast is Friday. We so far have about 150 people coming, so that's really great. And we also participated in a pep rally with the high school students. We had some cheerleaders come and some football players. They put on a show for the kids. They did some Minute to Win It games, so that was something we really enjoyed. And that's all I have.
I heard the BMX thing was very well received.
Yes.
Chris,
so the PTA did pay for that, which was great, and the kids loved it.
Chris has to be getting old.
Yeah, so he told us he was 53, I think. He told the kids how old he was. He
performed at Sanford Street when I was a principal.
Okay.
26 years ago.
Yeah.
He's been around a while.
A couple of mistakes, but the kids didn't know, and he was great. So it was well received by the kids.
That's great.
Yeah.
Ethan.
So as Annan said, it was great. By the way, we did have a pep rally on that day, and I wanted to be official that the teachers beat the students again for like the fourth year in a row. So that's recorded, right, Mike? Okay, so the teachers won again. This also starts the beginning of the college prep time. So starting last year, we added a class to the school called Senior Seminar. The main goal of this class is what do we do after the day after graduation? Something we don't talk about enough as a high school. So Senior Seminar begins to address some of that. And one of the things that they are doing right now is all seniors are filling out the Common App. Students obviously don't have to go to college, but the goal there is to have as many doors to knock on as possible. So seniors are filling out the Common App. During this class, the writing assignments are their essays that they have to write for the Common App, and it's also a time to get letters of recommendation from teachers and principals. So it's kind of a huge thing. Last year, we had around 90% of the graduating class get accepted to colleges. It's up to them if they want to go, but it's definitely something that we want them to have the opportunity to do. So we are in full swing with that. And it's also college visit time. So we've had 7 colleges already on the campus, and I went into the senior classes themselves and got kids to sign up and go. At the bare minimum, you can get out of a class and go see the... So... that is going on as well. So the fall is kind of all about colleges, and then that'll kind of end around Thanksgiving is when most college universities need the applications in. So I have something different for you next month. Thank you.
Mr. Burgess, what about a follow-up to the tardiness and attendance that you spoke so well of last month?
So the tardies right now, we're averaging about 94% of the student body is coming to school on time. That's compared to the 70s, which it was the past couple of years, so that's huge. Also, the school as a whole right now is 96% has attendance rate. And last year, we were in the upper 80s. We are having competitions with that as well. And the junior class right now is the group that has the highest attendance rates. So all is well on that front.
Good. Thank you. That's good to hear. Yeah. Way to go, 2026. Thank you. Okay, board, staff reports.
All right, you have before you our treasurer's reports. You have several different documents. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve those reports.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Make a motion.
Mr. Pratt, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have the minutes of the September 16, 2024 Board of Education meeting before you. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve.
We have a motion to approve the minutes. Mr. LaChapelle and Mrs. Borden is second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Kendra has been busy. She's had a multitude of CSE meetings. I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the minutes from the dates listed.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
No.
We've got Dr. Newell and Mr. Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have the audit and finance notes for September 2024. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those notes.
We have a motion to approve.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. We have a second. Second, Dr. Null. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We had a lengthy buildings and grounds meeting on October 7th. Would like to ask that Mr. Dudley review those minutes and notes from some pretty spirited conversations that we had about district needs.
We've got some needs, guys. We certainly do. There's some things that have been brought up. We spent over $100,000 this past summer to improve drainage and septic issues, including the high school parking lot drainage, the high school circle, the drain in the field, and the valves which failed in the pool area, causing the backwash under the pool space. We've still got a lot of things to do in that arena. We've got some engineers coming in to present some different solutions to those problems, some retention bond ideas, some other things, underground tanks. But that's one of the areas we really have to get serious about, because all of the subterranean stuff that's here, it's pretty much original equipment stuff from 1960, whatever. So it's lived its useful life, and we need to look at total replacement on a lot of that stuff. Another area we talked about was the bus garage. We did talk in the last meeting, and I corrected the Whitehall Times reporter, who unfortunately isn't here tonight, but I said, you know, we're not talking about building a bus garage because we need to house electric buses. But what we are talking about doing, and what we do talk about in buildings and grounds, is the outdated facility, the fact that the facility won't house new buses. We've got some issues there that need to be addressed, excuse me, in one form or another. And there's all sorts of directions we're going in that conversation. We're investigating a lot of things. There's some shared services stuff that are going on at the state level. Mr. Pratt happens to be our highway superintendent, and you know, we're talking about perhaps, I guess it's not too early to mention, that we're at least investigating the possibility of putting the facility on with the town garage at some point. Nothing etched in stone, just things that we're exploring at this point, and we hope we'll bear fruit somewhere down the road pretty soon, because we've got drastic needs in the bus garage, really drastic needs. Another area is the most obvious, the pool space, and the fact that thing sitting there empty is doing it no good at all. So there's some stuff going on underneath the pool that is getting worse and worse, and we've got some engineers coming to look at that and to come up with at least some short-term goals or some short-term solutions or fixes for that. And the Univents in the elementary school, we're on we're on track with getting those things replaced. One of the areas I did want to mention that you guys might not be, the other board members might, or the community might not be familiar with, is the fact that the drainage, the septic in the high school, the pipes actually travel under the floors in the hallways, and they've been plugging up terribly. We've had a camera run down those pipes, and because of the age of the pipes and the soil that we're in, they need to be, the floors need to be cut, they need to be excavated, they need to be replaced, they just need to be repaired. There's no other way. They just have to, we have to get new pipes in here. So, all of these things that I talked about, 1,000 miles an hour, because it's, I know people want to get out of here, are things that we spent, how many hours the other night?
Two.
Yeah. We spent a couple hours the other night looking at. We're addressing all these things. They're all flying at us a million miles an hour. So please, please just bear with us as best you can, and know that we're working on those things, and we'll come back with some solutions. Hopefully the next meeting, maybe the meeting after that, but we're working our way through these things. Okay?
Thank you for that. And
sure.
If I were to ask the committee at this point right now, what would be the most critical? Because it sounds like, I mean,
it's
obviously
really
they're
great.
All critical, but...
Yeah, but it's pretty important to have the toilets flush. We'd like that
yeah.
to happen. That would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
sure.
to you and your committee for taking care of that. Okay.
Anybody got questions on anything? At all?
Appointments.
Yes. The first appointment gives me a
yeah,
oh, yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
That's why we pay you to be the
right.
board
thank
clerk.
You. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve those minutes and the information that Mr. Dudley gave us?
Motion.
Mrs. Borden, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Lambert?
Yep.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right. Appointments, part two. The first appointment I would like to make this evening makes me extremely happy, not only because I'm going to be recommending a speech-language pathologist, which we've had vacant for the better part of a year, that has a great deal of experience, but we're also stealing her from Queensbury. So, I'm really happy about that. So I would like to recommend Ms. Gretchen Lovering to the position of speech-language pathologist. We do hope she will be able to begin with us right around December 1st, and we look forward to having her here. And I know Gretchen is there with her husband and other moral support. So
thank you for being here. You're welcome. Did you want to leave that one by itself, that appointment?
Would you like to do them all as a group? I'm happy to do that. Or
we can do it.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Let's
all right.
I make the motion.
Thank you. We have Mr. Dudley, and do we have a second? Mr. Mowat. And any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, I'd also like to recommend Mr. James Varney to the position of bus driver mechanic helper. He began October 9th. I'd also like to recommend Sarah Masterson to the position of teacher aide bus aide. She'd be backdated to September 17. I'd also like to recommend Maya Touchette to the position of substitute teacher aide. I also have a group of athletic coaches here that you can see before you. I'd like to recommend the board appoint that group of individuals to coach our spring and winter sports. And lastly, I'd like to recommend Darren Eggleston, the position of ski club advisor for the 24-25 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments? Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second? Mr. Pratt? Do we have any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, welcome to everyone.
Yes.
And Gretchen, thank you for making the trek out. And
yes.
Family, thank you for making the trek out.
Thank you.
I do have a recommendation for a transportation contract. We have a parent contract with an individual who is helping the school district out due to a lack of transportation, and I would like to recommend the Board of Education take action to approve that contract.
Do we have a motion to approve the contract?
So moved.
Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You have in your packets the bids, which we opened last week for the Univent project. I am pleased to share that we came in just over $500,000 under budget, what we anticipated. One of our bidders, one of our electrical contractors that was actually the low bid, rescinded their bid. They were about $40,000 under the others and realized that they missed a large portion of the project. So they rescinded their bid. But even the next lower contractor, who's still seeing electrical, and RF Gordon Mechanical, are the two that we will be recommending the board take action to approve. Again, happy to say we're $500,000 under what we anticipated.
Nice. That's great news. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you. Mrs. Borden, do we have any discussion?
Are those the original ones to the building?
Yes. The boilers were replaced 3 years ago. The project started 3 years ago at the elementary school. The boilers were replaced, and we were going to phase that in with the monies that we had left over from that project. So we initiated the bid process for the new Univents. So they are vintage 1960s.
These ought to be a little slimmer, I would have to
They're a little slimmer, a lot quieter, and substantially more functional. So our students and teachers will stay a whole lot more comfortable than they have.
That's been a big problem at the elementary school, the inconsistency.
You guys happy with that?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Good. Glad to keep everyone happy. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, you have before you the budget calendar for the 25-26 school year. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve said calendar.
Do we have a motion to approve the budget calendar?
So
moved. Dr. Newell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Pratt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
All right, we have a leave of absence for Ms. Megan Gibo from her position as special education teacher on or around November 25, on or until about February 13th for maternity leave. And big congratulations goes out to Megan.
Yes, congratulations. Do we have a motion to approve? Mrs. Borden, do we have a second?
Second.
Oh, second, Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
All right, we have some disposals that we'd like the board to approve. We've got some truck van tires as well as an old Carolina Science curriculum, CKLA curriculum, and a defunct food service table. Those things with value. We would put on auctions international, curriculum potentially donated, truck and van tires Louis makes disappear for us.
Yeah, yep. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Pratt. We have a motion to approve the disposals.
Yes,
Mr. Pratt. Do we have a second?
Second,
Mr. Lambert. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, just some items of information you have in your packet for a first read. The draft policy, which is an updated policy for public access to records. We've added a new section labeled disciplinary records that have been updated due to New York State law. Basically, it requires the release of FOIL disciplinary records on staff members and our requirement to notify said staff member if their disciplinary records are FOIL'd. We also have fiduciary training, which is coming up on November 18 and 19 from 5:30 until 8:30 at the Ballard Road Conference Center in Wilton.
And Mrs. Borden will be attending. It's going to be a blast. Okay. Do we have any visitors' comments? Okay. Again, thank you for making the trip and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Very glad to have you. Anything else from the board? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Pratt, we have a second. Second, Dr. Newell. Everyone else wants to stay, Dr. Newell. All in favor? Opposed? Carried? Adjourned. Thank you.